Shalom Aleichem, Abiyafa Ptit 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Mem Dalet, Avodah Zarah 44b. Pagination is 88. We'll start from the top of the page. Masnisin, the new Mishnah. For the most part, we've been talking in the past sessions about the very seriousness of Avodah Zarah, idol worship, and that a Jew is not allowed to derive benefit from the idol and is not allowed to leave the idol around, it would have to be destroyed, etc. In our Mishnah, we are introduced to a concept that sometimes the Jew is allowed to carry on his own business and ignore the fact that the local culture in their time, predominantly Roman, were putting idols everywhere, and you were still allowed to live your life ignoring what they were doing. The Mishnah tells us, Shoal Pruklus ben Philosphus es Rabban Gamliel ba'Akko. This person asked Rabbi Gamliel in Akko, Shehaya Rochetz b'Merchatz shel Aphroditi, that Rabbi Gamliel was seen bathing in the bathhouse of Aphroditi, which is a god, a goddess, Aphrodite. Just for reference, this is the goddess on successful marriage, the Tiferes Yisrael says. And he mentions that there's also Panus by the cattle that causes fertility and whatever it is, but this is their god system. And the bathing house was known as the Merchatz of this goddess that obviously an image was prominently displayed. Amalei, Amalo, so he's talking to Rabbi Gamliel, and he's saying, Kasu b'sarashchem, it says in your Torah, lo yidbak b'yadchem u'uma min acherem. Nothing of these things are supposed to come in contact with you, meaning in conceptually, you're not supposed to have any benefit from it. How could you bathe in this bathhouse? Now, Rabbi Gamliel is going to have to deal with this person. To what extent is an interesting question. The Tiferes Yisrael suggests that Ben Philosphus, the son of Philosphus, was not a Roman or Greek name. Philosphus means philosopher. And that the word Ben over here is similar, as we discussed in Yuma Lamites in the Iyun Shir, Ben Chamtzon, not biological son of the grabber, but a person who subscribes to grabbing. So over here, it's a person who subscribes to philosophy. So this Peruklus posed a question. We'll see later in the Gemara that the word hegemon is used. The word hegemon, at the very least, means an officer, but often it means a commander, a governor of sorts, a representative of the king. And in any case, this question that's being posed to Rabbi Gamliel is going to require an answer. He can't just shrug it off. Amalo, Rabbi Gamliel responds, Ein meshivim b'merchatz, not allowed to talk Torah in a bathhouse. Uchashayatza, when he walked out of the area of the bathhouse, that he's not allowed to talk Torah. Amalo, then he was able to answer him, and he said, Anilo bossi bigvula, I didn't come into the boundaries of the god, of the idol. He ba bigvuli. The idol was brought into the place that I'm entitled to go. Ein omrim, people don't say, Naasa merchatz noi la'afarditi. People don't say, we're going to make a beautiful bathhouse as a tribute to the god, to the idol. Ela Omer, instead, what they say is Nasa Aphroditi Noi Lamerchatz. They bring their god as an adornment to the bathhouse. So the bathhouse is here. It services the people. They bring an idol. They don't bring an idol. What difference does it make to me? In a certain way, this is reminiscent of the argument. Person's walking down the street on a Friday night, and some people have sensors, motion detectors that cause lights to go on. So if you're in a situation where, even if we held preferably you should avoid it, but if it can't be avoided, you go walk down this street, you'll trigger these. And if you go walk down a different street, you're going to trigger different ones. Even if we argued that you should try to avoid it, you can't. This is the same type of wording. I'm doing my thing. If other people start doing all kinds of things, but it's not benefiting me, it's not my interest, and I'm allowed to bathe here, Rabbi Gamliel says. Davar acher, an additional point. Im nosnim l'cha mamon harbe. I'd like you to think about it, Rabbi Gamliel says. If they gave you a lot of money as an incentive, i'ata nichnas la'avodas kochavim shalcha arum, you would not come in neged to your idol. U'mashtin b'fanel, would you urinate in front of it? And zu omedes al pi abiv, and this one, they put up their idol in front of the sewage pipe. V'chol ha'om mashtinim lefanaho, and everybody is causing waste in front of them. Lo nemar ela Eloheihem, the expression that you're not allowed to benefit is referring to something esha noig ba mishum alava osur, that they're considering it a god. Esha ina noig ba mishum alava mutter, but if they're not treating it as a god, it's just an icon, a thing. So we're allowed to ignore that. Asks the Gemara, quite interestingly, Vehechi Ovid Hachi, how could Rabbi Gamliel originally even respond, you're not allowed to talk Torah in a bathhouse? Anywhere you're allowed to think of Torah except for a bathhouse, and to go ahead and say the halacha that I'm not allowed to talk in a bathhouse is itself a halacha. They say a cute story that the Vilna Gaon was gathered with great people, and they ate a meal, and there was something very important that they agreed they were going to do, and they had to get up and do it, and quickly they finished the meal, and they're ready to say Berchas Hamazon, benching. And one of the people present said, we didn't learn a halacha by the meal, we didn't say a Dvar Torah, and a person is always supposed to say a Dvar Torah by a meal. And they say that the Vilna Gaon's response was, correct, that was a nice Dvar Torah, let's bench and get on with the mitzvah. So sometimes you have a situation where the very comment is itself the Dvar Torah. So by Rabbi Gamliel saying, I'm not allowed to talk in a Beis HaMerchatz, that itself is a Dvar Torah. And the Gemara three lines later answers, Tana kishayotza omalo en mashivim b'merchatz. Indeed, when he was in the inner room, he's not allowed to talk Torah, he shrugged it off. But when he got to the middle room, where it's not a true limiting Beis HaMerchatz, he was allowed to at least say, I'm not allowed to talk Torah in a Beis HaMerchatz. That's the equivalent of just greeting him diplomatically. And when he got out totally, he was able to explain his perspective on this idol. Omer Rav Chama bar Yosef, the statement of the Gemara is that it's a tshuva genuva. It was a bit deceptive what Rabbi Gamliel said, la'oso hegmon, to this officer, v'ani omer ena genuva. And even though it does seem to be deceptive, and that's how some people will understand it, I'm telling you it's not deceptive. Okay, maginuv say, what is the view of those who say it was deceptive? Because he said people are urinating in front of it. V'ha'omar Rava, didn't Rava teach, pa'or yochiach, there's a avodah zara called Baal Pa'or, that indeed they defecated on it, and that doesn't stop it from being an idol. That's its idol worship. Va'ani Omer, and so the Gemara continues and says, and I say, Eina Genuva, that's exactly why it's not deceptive. Because Zu Avodasa Bekach, the Baal Pa'or, that was its method of worship. It was like an atheist type Avodah Zarah, where you made an Avodah Zarah and you purposely disgraced it. So that's the type of Avodah Zarah it is. Vizu Eina Avodasa Bekach, but this is something that people should be honoring if they're truly worshipping it and respecting it, and that's not what's happening here. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel held that you don't have to worry about it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.